WCR was awarded Melbourne's first community radio on the 10th of October 1975.
Tape. Short tape. Yeah, it's standing on the corner. And then it's,
Right, would you tell them to pull tone and connect?
Hey, boys, take the tone off and connect the rope.
Right.
Showing you some alleys.
Right. Ladies and gentlemen, this panel is now on air. Can we have everybody who is not required to be in here now out of the studio?
You are listening to Community Radio Melbourne, station 3CR, broadcasting on 840 kHz. Tonight's transmission is a pilot program as part of 3CR's test transmissions from 6pm to 8pm daily. The Community Radio Federation, 3CR, was awarded Melbourne's first community radio licence on the 10th of October in 1975. The licence is for 5 years, with possible yearly renewals thereafter. Other public broadcasting licences have been issued for the stations in the Melbourne area, but this will be the first station owned and operated by a cooperative of community organisations on a Melbourne-wide basis. This is 3CR.
In 1974, a report to the Whitlam government found that a large number of new radio stations could be accommodated in Australia with few technical problems. In June of that year, groups and individuals who were aware of public broadcasting overseas got together at the Pram Factory in Carlton. The Community Radio Federation developed out of that meeting. A new Melbourne licence was advertised in January 1975, and the Community Radio Federation applied for it. Following hearings in mid-1975, Dr. Moss Cass awarded the licence to the Community Radio Federation ahead of 11 other applicants. On October the 10th, just 1 month before the Whitlam government was sacked.
I was invited to a meeting in someone's lounge room in Caulfield back in 1974. And it was amazing, actually. There was quite a groundswell coming about as a result of a one-line mention in a government report saying that there should be provision made for access to radio by community groups. And it was all very informal in those days. But there were a few people who'd been in the US and had heard American public radio and other people who were just getting frustrated with the quality and inaccessibility of radio in Australia, or in Melbourne in particular. And that's where it all came from.
On behalf of 3CR staff and committee, I have much pleasure in welcoming 3CR listeners and friends here at the station to 3CR's official opening. 3CR Community Radio Melbourne is Australia's first community radio station owned and operated by a federation of community organisations, 95 in all. 3CR has arisen out of the experience and need of groups and individuals in Melbourne, people who have and are fighting against mistreatment or neglect by the mass media, people who have, by and large, been denied effective access to the media, the working class, women, Aborigines, ethnic minorities until recently, and Australia's artists, poets, musicians and composers, and many others. It is the aim of 3CR to provide a voice for those faced by this discrimination. It is the aim of 3CR to affirm and contribute to the development and enrichment of Australia's cultural life, and to discriminate in favour of Australia's poets, musicians and writers. And it is the aim of 3CR to provide a voice for the aspirations and struggles of the Australian people, and in particular, our aspirations for national independence and greater democracy.
I believe that anything of value to people is a product of human labour, and I think that this community radio station is no exception. It's been built by the sweat of perhaps hundreds of people in the community. So I'd like to thank all those people who've contributed to getting 3CR on the air. All the people who have helped construct the studios, all the people who designed, built and directed the aerial, all the people who built the transmitter and the studio panels, the people who have done office work, folded leaflets, signed up listener sponsors, swept the floor, made patch cords, drawn up plans. I'd like to thank the people who have been rung up at 4:45 to see if they'd race out to the middle of nowhere and pick up some insulators or wire or something before 5 o'clock. All the people who went to Adelaide to load up a whole lot of equipment, and also the people who have unloaded it and loaded it about 50,000 times since it came back. I'd like to thank all the people who have spent hours and hours of their spare time working at 3CR every week. For example, one person who works in a full-time job spends about 40 hours a week working at 3CR as well. The basis of this station is the 97 community groups that form the Community Radio Federation. So as a radio listener, I'd like to thank all these groups for providing me with a community station to listen to. On behalf of 3CR station staff,
on behalf of all those who fought for and worked for and are working for this station,
on behalf of the committee and member groups of the Community Radio Federation,
on behalf of our listener sponsors,